before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give us the Torah, which is this week's Parsha, he defines our national mission statement. Moshe is going up to Har Sinai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces what he's supposed to tell the Jewish people. Ko tomar leveit Yaakov, tagei levnei Yisrael. Here's what you have to tell the Jewish people. Atem ri'item asher asiti le'mitzrayim. You saw everything that I did. V'ata, and now, im shamoa tishme'u b'koli, u'shmartem et briti. You're going to guard my covenant. V'yitem li sigula. You will be to me a treasure. This is the concept, really, of us becoming the chosen people. But v'yitem li sigula mikol ha'amim ki li kol ha'aretz. I created the world. I decide who's my chosen people. V'atem tihiyu li, and you will be to me, mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. Eile hadvarim asher tidaber b'nei Yisrael. This is what you have to tell the Jewish people, says HaKadosh Baruch to Moshe Rabbeinu. You are to be mamlechet kohanim, a kingdom of priests, v'goy kadosh, and a nation of sanctity, of holiness. So, mamlechet kohanim is what we're not going to talk about today, except to say that one of the jobs of the kohen is to connect the Jewish people with God. That's his avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And the job of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish people, is to connect the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what I want to focus on, Goy Kadosh, because that's really the definition of what it means to be a Jew. This idea of Kadosh, Kedusha, sanctity, holiness, hard to translate it precisely into English, but it appears numerous times in the Torah when God is commanding the Jewish people. The most famous place, of course, is in the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael ve'amarto alehem kedoshim tihiyu. We're commanded to be kadosh. We're commanded to be sanctified. We're commanded to be holy. We'll have to see what that means. And then the pasuk concludes, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I am kadosh. And there's a very strange medrash, and this is going to maybe open the door for what's being demanded of us. So the medrash says, default position. Daber kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'amarta alehem kedoshim tihiyu. Yochol kamoni. Default is that when God is commanding us to do that, we have to be kedoshim like God. Talmud lomar, Pasuk has to say, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, kedushosi limala mikidushoschem. Big news, you didn't know that. You thought that you're can be as kadosh as God. So what does it mean, kadosh? So we have the Ramban and the Rashi that talks about elevated and separated. And the idea of kedusha is to be able to transcend the physical control that our physicality exerts over us. Kedoshim means to go beyond, to go beyond what our instincts tell us to do. And therefore, the highest level of that would be asceticism, that I'm going to completely disconnect from any indulgence in the physical world, certainly as much as possible. And that's Yochol Kamoni, that when God commands us to be elevated, spiritual, holy, transcending the physical, we've got to do that like God, i.e. disconnect completely from the physical. And there is a religion that says that's the highest level of holiness, is complete disconnect from physical and complete asceticism. So the Chiddush is, no, that's not what's being demanded. Kiddushasik lemala mikiddushaskem. I'm not demanding that. So what is God, yes, demanding? So we have there, on that parsha, the famous Ramban, where the Ramban says that the Torah gave us very specific legislated things that are permitted and prohibited. Right? Acharei shepiret ha'isurim She'osar otam ligamre. Certain foods are prohibited, other foods are permitted. Certain sexual relations are prohibited, others are permitted. Certain monetary interactions are permitted or required, other monetary interactions are prohibited. So then, says the Ramban, tziva bedavar klali. Then God gives us a general instruction. Shenihye prushim min hamotarot. That we're supposed to separate ourselves from indulgences, from motarot, from excesses. And the Ramban then quotes the famous, his very famous concept, that a person can indulge in every hedonistic behavior and pleasure in the world and be 100% halachic. Naval birshut haTorah. An abominable person, completely with the permission of the Torah. If we want to update it in modern terms, use some modern terms, you can be a glot, kosher hedonist. You can indulge in everything and still be permissible. Therefore, says the Ramban, the Torah now gives us a commandment, kedoshim to you, that we're supposed to be elevated. We're supposed to not indulge in everything that's permitted, because that's not sanctity. That's not holiness. That's a human instinct. So we follow the Torah. The Torah says, don't do this, don't do that. But the commandment now is to be a much higher level. And the Ramban concludes, Lomar sha'anachnu nizkeh lidavka bo bihiyotenu kedoshim. That how do we connect and attach to God? So here we come to the idea of all the mitzvos. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem points out the big challenge that the human being has after Chet Adam HaRishon. Now we live in a world where God put us in the world so that there would be choice between spiritual elevation and physical degradation. And the job is for our neshama to make the decision to guide our physicality, to elevate the physical, and not allow our physical drives to pull down the neshama, because we have a goof neshama combination. And the goal in this world is to always choose to elevate the physical and not allow the physical to pull down the spiritual. Says the Ramchal, we just have one problem. Because after Chet Adam HaRishon, so now man became completely physical. He lives in a completely physical world. He has physical needs. The physical drive is much stronger than the spiritual drive. It's not a fair fight. We're handicapped. So says the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to level the playing field, programmed into creation physical activities, that when we're involved in the physical world, there are certain physical activities that can elevate us spiritually. And those are, of course, the mitzvot. And therefore, when we do physical activities according to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has proscribed, then that illuminates the physical, even though we may not feel it. And that's a very important idea, is that we don't feel that it's elevating us, but it's programmed that way. But now we come to another dimension. Okay, and that's the dimension which really defines our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by enabling us really to become God-like people. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding us, again, another place, V'asita hayashar v'hatov, so that's another place where the Ramban writes that there are legislated monetary laws. You're not allowed to steal, and you got to pay wages on time, and all of the legislated monetary activities. So then it says, asita yashar v'hatov leman yitav lach uvata v'yirashtayat ha'aretz. That it's going to be good, and you're going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk about Eretz Yisrael in a minute. But the Ramban writes there, ba'asotcha ha'tov be'enav. When you do the things that are good in the eyes of God, and again, the Ramban writes, this means going beyond the letter of the law. There are people who can, in any business deal, they can't leave a dollar on the table. They have to get every dollar. They're just always after money. And they can do it legally. But the mitzvah, v'asita yashar v'hatov, is that you're supposed to go beyond the letter of the law. Compromise, get let go a little bit. And the Ramban writes, Tein dadcha lasot hatov v'hayashar be'inav, ki hu ohev hatov v'hayashar. And one of the meanings here is that when you behave like that, you're behaving in a godlike way. And here's one of the main ideas of kedoshim tiyu, sanctity, holiness, elevation, is to become a godlike person. And when you become a godlike person, as the Ramban said earlier, that connects you with God. So many times when we don't feel that a mitzvah does it for us, you know, somehow or other we're putting on the tefillin or we're eating the matzah, we're shaking the lulav, we can pretend that, yeah, we heard all these Kabbalistic kind of kavanas, when we shake the lulav this way, we shake the lulav that, we're doing all that. I think a lot of it is imagination. But when we behave in a sanctified, holy way, you feel that you're not allowing your animal side to take over, but there's an additional dimension there. There's a spiritual, divine dimension that's enabling me, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, fasting on Yom Kippur, much easier than leaving that last little piece of cake on the plate. Because I fasted on Yom Kippur, okay, it's gone. Now I've got to exert control over a very powerful instinct, and on the surface, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's really nothing wrong with it, because it's technically permissible. But the idea of sanctity and holiness is to go beyond. Not allow your instincts to control you, but to demonstrate that I have a divine component and I want to behave in a godlike fashion. And that really gives you the sense that you can connect to God. And that's what the Ramban, I believe, means when he writes those words, Anachnu nizkeh ledov kabo b'hiyotenu kedoshim. That, of course, when you do mitzvahs, you're also connecting to God, but we don't feel that. But when we behave in a sanctified, elevated way, I think we can feel that we're behaving in a godlike way, and that makes us feel much more connected because we are more connected. So we find this idea of Kedusha mentioned over and over and over again, and we'll pull in now maybe a Kabbalistic concept that the world has three dimensions. There's Shana, Olam, Nefesh. Shana really represents time, Olam represents place, and Nefesh represents person. So we have three dimensions where we can find Kedusha. We can find it in time, in place, and in person. So the time of Kedusha, first and foremost, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is called Shabbos Kodesh. We'll see in a minute why there's such a connection to Kedusha in Shabbos. As we read, if we read the Psukim when Shabbos is introduced, so all the Psukim about Shabbos keep emphasizing the idea of Kedusha of Shabbos. The word is mentioned multiple times. Vayivarech Elokim es yom hashvi'i vayikadesh also. That God blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it. And then in the commandment of Shabbos, Achet Shabtotai Tishmoru ki od hi beini uveinechem ledorotechem ladat ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. Somehow or other, Shabbos is connected with this sanctification. Ushmartem et haShabbat ki kodesh hu lachem, kodesh hi lachem. Again, the idea of kedusha. Shabbat Shabbaton kodesh laHashem kol oseh bo melacha. This idea of kedusha keeps repeating itself. Place, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is called the land of kedusha. We're going to see what's the common denominator here, but we already saw that the idea of Asita Hayashar Vahatov. So, what did the pasuk conclude? The Asita Hayashar Vahatov Leman Yitavlach Uvata Viarashta Et Haaretz. So, somehow or other, Eretz Yisrael has something to do with this idea of kedusha, and then Nefesh, the person. So, the person of kedusha is the Jew. The Jew is the person of Kedusha. So what's the common denominator from all of these things? So here we come back to the Ramban, the Medrash, that says, when God is demanding Kedusha, He's not demanding asceticism. He's not saying disconnect from the physical. He's saying indulge in the physical in a sanctified way. Indulge in the physical in a purposeful way. Indulge in the physical in a divine, godlike way. And therefore, Shabbos, Kodesh, because what we're doing, we're of course sanctifying time. But one of the beautiful ideas of Shabbos is that there's a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, and all of those hedonistic pleasures that if we indulge in them on a Tuesday, we're a hedonist. When we do the same pleasures on Shabbos, the good meat and the good wine and the beautiful dishes, the very expensive dishes that during the week you're just showing off, and what do you need all that luxury for? If you do it on Shabbos, lechavad Shabbos, it becomes a mitzvah. So the idea is that I can be involved, deeply involved in the physical world, and yet sanctified, elevated. If it's done in the right time, for the right purpose, and showing that just for my own indulgence, I can separate. Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is a unique place. You do things in Eretz Yisrael exactly like you do in Iowa. You plow the field, you plant corn, and you grow it in Iowa. Completely neutral activity. You do it in the Negev, you do it in Eretz Yisrael, it became a mitzvah. Every physical activity that you do in Eretz Yisrael, it becomes a mitzvah. That's Kedusha. It's not to refrain from indulging physicality, but it's doing physicality in a way that's sanctified and elevated. So Eretz Yisrael now also becomes the idea of Kedusha, where we run our daily lives, everything exactly the same, and yet it became a mitzvah, it became sanctified. And the person. So the person, the highest level, ironically, of Kedusha, the Ramchal in Mesilas Yesharim talks about this, it's as one of the highest levels. And again, maybe we have to not fantasize that we're on these levels and the kinds of things we're talking about are way, way up there. But on the one hand, we have to know what it looks like. And on the other hand, there is an ability every day for us to behave on some low level in this way. That Kedusha on the highest level, says the Ramchal, is not the... There's Precious. Precious means I distance myself from indulgences. But a higher level is that I engage in the indulgences and I sanctify them and I elevate them and I do it for the right reason. So then all of a sudden, all of those indulgences become acts of holiness. Again, you've got to go through the Precious first. You've got to be able to say no to the piece of cake before you can figure out how I can actually eat that cake in a way that's elevating and spiritual and sanctified. But this is the goal, and this is something that defines the Jew. This is we can make a distinction between doing Jewish. You daven, you put on tefillin, you don't do malacha on Shabbos. All of the things that we do Jewish. The lifestyle. We'll call doing Jewish the lifestyle. It's a great lifestyle, or maybe it's a difficult lifestyle. I'm not sure what brought you, you know, what the Kiruv system is today, whether it's to convince you that it's a great lifestyle or it's a meaningful lifestyle, but it's a lifestyle. That's doing Jewish. What does it mean to be Jewish? And this is the idea of Kedoshim Tiyu. That's being Jewish. We have the famous Mishnah. The Mishnah is, all the Mishnahs are famous, but the famous commentary of the Slonim Rebbe, the Nesiv HaSholem, on the Mishnah, where we're commanded to be like Talmidim of Avram Avinu and not be Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha. And the Mishnah says, who are the Talmidim of Avram Avinu? Ayin Tova, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Shvala, generosity, humility, simple lifestyle, in contrast to Bilam HaRasha, who is an Ayin Ra, stingy, arrogant, hedonistic lifestyle. Says the Slonim Rebbe, if we're comparing midos, we have to hold everything else constant. Says the Slonim Rebbe, therefore we're talking about two equally mitzvah observant Jews. They have to be equally mitzvah observant, otherwise we're comparing, we're changing two variables at the same time. Those midos, is what makes the person Jewish. He's being Jewish as opposed to just doing Jewish. Midos really is one of the classic imperative manifestations of Kedusha. Because Midos means I don't follow my instincts. I allow my intellect, my neshama, my spiritual dimension to control and inform how I'm going to allow my physical instincts to be implemented in the world. So Midos really is a manifestation of Kedusha. We talk about Eretz Yisrael being Kedusha, so there's a very important medrash that teaches us why we ended up in Eretz Yisrael. You know, I mean, one of the jokes that they say is, you know, there's oil in all 21 Arab states. The whole Middle East. We're a little tiny speck in the middle of the Middle East, and it's the only place that doesn't have oil. Avram really missed the boat. Because it says in the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram around to all the countries, gave him a preview, this is this country and this is this country, which one would you like? He chose the one without the oil. What? Talk about missing the boat. So let's listen to the Medrash. So the Medrash says, sorry, I gotta find that Medrash. Amar Rav Levi, B'shosha Haya Avram Mehalech Ba'aram Naharayim U'Ba'aram Nochor Ra'a es Ra'a. What did he see? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him on a tour and he saw Aram Narayim, Aram Nachor. What did he see? Ra'a osam ochlim shosin upochazin. Eating, drinking, and making merry. Something like university campus. Okay? The Omar halavai lo yuli chelek ba'aretz azos. I don't want anything to do with that kind of a land. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't want that? Okay, let's go on. And then kivan shigia l'tzulma shel tzur, came to the entryway to Eretz Yisrael. Ra osan oskim benikush b'shas nikush b'idur b'shas idur. He saw them involved in agricultural activities in the agricultural season. Omar levaye chelki b'aretz hazot. Oh, that's what I want for my kids. Omar la kodesh borchu lezarachat tenes aretz hazos. You got it. What did he see there that made that land appropriate for his descendants? Whereas in the Ochlin Pochazin Vishosin, Ochlin Shosin Vipochazin, that's not appropriate for my descendants. And the answer is immediate gratification versus delayed gratification. Immediate gratification is hedonistic. Immediate gratification is antithetical to Kedusha. Delayed gratification, that's Kedusha. We don't allow the instinct, the physicality. Physicality is always interested in self-preservation and instant gratification. That's the opposite of Kedusha. And he saw Eretz Yisrael, he says, the land of Eretz Yisrael, where there's delayed gratification, where there is meaning in every activity that you do, that's the land for Klal Yisrael. That is the significance of Eretz Yisrael. The Orach Chaim says a similar idea, where, again, it talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was promising Eretz Yisrael. It's Ru'uya l'cha v'ata ro'uy lo. Ki zeb lo ze einam ru'uyim l'hashrot shchina v'lerov hatzlachot. That a land, this is the special land. Eretz Yisrael is a land where what you do has meaning, but of course you have to imbue it with meaning. If we're in Eretz Yisrael just to be like any other nation, then we're not successful. Share one other thought with you. Again, having to do with this idea of Kedusha as the chosen nation. So if this, again, I'm saying this over, I have the quote, I wrote it down and I can't find the source, so I'm not quoting it. It's not mine, but I can't tell you where the source is at this point. But it talks about the Kedusha being the main destiny and goal of Klal Yisrael. That's the challenge of the Jewish nation, to be a nation of Kedusha in this world. That's what makes us the chosen people. And therefore, in the Yetzer Hara goes after us specifically in that area. And then he writes that be'ikvasa de Mashiach, at the end, where mitzvah observance is going to be easy, then the Yetzer Hara comes in and Kedusha becomes the challenge. So if you think about what the Jewish world looked like 75 years ago, 100 years, 75 to 100 years ago, mitzvah observance was very difficult. Classic stories of all the people looking for jobs every Monday because they needed to keep Shabbos, or they gave in and didn't. Kosher food was very, very hard. Los Angeles had one kosher restaurant in the whole city. Kosher was hard. Shabbos was hard. Being a mitzvah observant Jew was hard. And as Balei Tshuva, maybe you think Orthodox Judaism is a little tough, it's a little challenging. It ain't nothing. It's a piece of cake. It's easy today to be an Orthodox Jew. But where's the challenge? The challenge, dafka, is in the Kedusha. Because it's very hard to be a sanctified, elevated Jew. It's very easy to be what the Ramban calls the Naval Birshut HaTorah. There is so much glatt kosher hedonism available. So much indulgence. The whole culture is an immediate gratification culture which has seeped in to our societies. And if you want to know the real challenge, according to this source, the challenge today, different than 75 years ago, today the challenge is Kedusha. Today the challenge is sanctity. Today the challenge is to rise above what's easily available, as it says in all of the Svarim, that Kedusha is Kadesh Atzmecha, sanctify yourself, b'mutarlach. Sanctify yourself with what's permissible, meaning not everything that's permissible needs to be indulged in. That's the idea in the monetary laws. Not every monetary interaction that's legal is necessarily moral. And not every physical indulgence that's mutter is necessarily kadosh. That's the challenge that we have. And while that's one of the things that we don't pay enough attention to, we pay a lot of attention to our learning, we pay a lot of attention to our technical mitzvah observance, but this is a real challenge, and this is the Ramban writes that there's no legislated point here because every person is different. Every person has different Kedusha challenges, and there can't be anything legislated about it. But every person has to look for those opportunities to sanctify, to elevate, to go just a little higher in their spiritual growth.